Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with Chapter 4, Part 2, pages 587 to 588. Chapter 4, The Sacrifice of the Mystical Temple, Part 2. Practice 1 of a Daily Offering. My Lord God, I offer to your majesty my morning or evening tribute of all the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the most blessed Virgin, and of all those in heaven, and of the righteous who dwell on earth, and the good and indifferent works of all men, and this in recompense for all and every one of the benefits conferred on myself and the whole human race, at all times and in all ways, especially this night or day, for the satisfaction and the washing away of my sins, and all my faults and imperfections, and those of the whole human race, especially those committed this night or day, for the aversion of those punishments and calamities which we have deserved for the same, and the dangers to our soul and body. For your will to be known and fulfilled in all things, loving you above all things, and our neighbors with peaceful charity, and avoiding impediments to all these things, for the spiritual and corporal needs of your holy church, of the Pope, of the Christian Emperor, and of our King and Kingdom, and of all kings and Christian kingdoms, neighbors of my own and of my parents, relatives and benefactors, friends, enemies, etc., especially for a particular intention, and all those for whom I have ever resolved, promised, or ought to pray, and whom your majesty wishes to be prayed for, whether alive or dead, but not yet enjoying your glory, for the conversion of sinners and heretics, and the enlightening of unbelievers and schismatics, and lastly, for that intention for which your majesty wishes these to be offered to himself, and for which I am bound to offer. And with all these aforesaid merits and works, I offer to your majesty my heart, that it may love only you and nothing beside you, unless for your sake I offer you my soul, that it may serve you, my intellect, memory, and will, that they may be subject to you, my mouth, that it may speak of you, my tongue, that it may bless you, my sight, touch, taste, hearing, smell, imagination, that they may admit no evil, and may desire or retain nothing disordered. I offer you all my interior and exterior senses, all parts of my body and soul, and all their motions, all the works of my whole life, and especially of this day, my thoughts, steps, vision, conversations, desires, proposals, suffering, consolation, fear, security, anxiety, joy, falling, rising up again, temptation and victory over it, persecutions, wrongs, honor, contempt, dishonor, and good repute, abundance, misery, toil, rest, health and sickness, etc., life and death, myself, namely, my entire being and all I have. Grant, Lord, that I may be wholly yours and not my own, for all time, at every moment, and for the whole of eternity. May all these things be for your glory, for the honor of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, and all who dwell in heaven, for my salvation and that of my neighbors, and the increase of virtue and the growth of grace and merit. Amen. Here, St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary teaches us how to make a morning or evening offering to our Lord each day. This becomes the sacrifice offered each day to him in our mystical temple. The offering is given to God for all the gifts given by God, especially for the forgiveness of sins. The tribute that is offered is that of all of the good works that Jesus accomplished on earth, that Mary and all the saints accomplished during their lifetime, and all the good works of good people on earth, and of all works of all those who are on earth. The offering is also a way of asking for mercy for the punishment that we deserve due to our sins. The offering also is a prayer that God's will would be known and obeyed, just as we ask in the Our Father, "Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." There is also a plea to be able to love God above all things and our neighbor, as the commandment says, to love God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind, and with all of your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. There is a prayer similar to the prayer of the faithful at Mass, asking God's blessing on the church, on civil leaders, on our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, and any special intentions that we have. We pray for the conversion of sinners, etc. We then offer God our heart and our whole self. This beautiful offering ensures that the sacrifice that we offer to the Lord won't be an empty sacrifice, but one that is heartfelt and personal.